While on Earth, Jesus Christ exposed the appalling lack of faith in materialistic mankind. He asked if anyone on the planet would possess real faith when he returns. Discover the power of faith and how it will help you every day, next on The Key of David with Gerald Fleury.
Greetings, everyone. When Jesus Christ was on this earth, he did ask one time, well, when the Son of Man comes to rule this earth, shall he find faith at that time on this earth? And he went on to say, well, there was going to be an absence of faith, really lacking faith in this end time when he returns. That's his prophecy of what is going to happen very soon when he returns, and that's going to happen quite soon. But he was criticizing some of the people that and how they're conducting their spiritual lives in this end time, and people will even go around talking about, well, they don't seem to have the kind of faith that they'd like to have, and they're not strong like they'd like to be, but they really need to understand how important it is to have faith in God. That is everything in many ways. Faith is a spiritual matter, and it has nothing to do with the five senses. We have a booklet on what is faith. It'll explain all that to you, and it really is a critical little book that you need to understand, and it's so simple to comprehend. So we hope that you'll request it. All of our literature is free. In Ephesians 2 and verse 8, it talks about what we should do is relaxed and trust God and trust what He says in His Bible. And yet, very few people listen to that statement or the question. Something I'll just read to you that we wrote. God's church has the faith of Jesus. Notice, the faith of Jesus. It is not just our faith in Him, but His faith, the very faith with which He performed His miracles, placed in us and acting in us. The very faith of Christ is in us. The faith that He had on this earth and performed all those miracles at that time. And He says, you're going to have that faith. That is the kind of faith that we ought to have to perform miracles even from time to time. It goes on to say what we wrote, how can you get it? Draw closer to God, get to know God, surrender all the way to Him and do His will. And then pray. You get to know Him in prayer. We are too close to the material things. See, we're too close to what's all the material things in this world. And God says you really need to pray fervently every day to God to be close to Him. That's critical to all of us. When Christ walked the earth in human flesh, He possessed faith. He possessed faith. Now the Father that dwells in me, He says, does the works today. And today Christ lives in us. And that is His faith in us. What does this mean to you and to me? After all, faith is going to bring us salvation or not bring it to us. We wrote a little later in this booklet that this is a materialistic world, and it's hard to find people who will just surrender themselves to God. There are distractions here and there and all over the place. But we should push those aside and build God's faith in us. That is powerful. Powerful to have that inside you. And yet, that's what your Bible says many times. Notice 1 John 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is begotten, it should read, begotten of God, overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. this is something, it's not just your own country, but this faith is going to overcome the whole world. And it's evil. And it's terrible, terrible way of guiding us. These things are happening all over the world, and God says, you can overcome the world through faith. Isn't that wonderful that God gives us that kind of faith and that kind of understanding? But most people don't believe it. Really, only a little flock does. Luke pointed that out to us. Today we have 95% of God's own members, and they are not overcoming this world. They've turned away from what God is teaching, and it's a terrible tragedy. But Christ still gives us the faith to overcome the world. That's a powerful statement. When you think about it, it's so powerful. And you have to overcome Satan and your human nature to make all that happen. But boy, that look at what God gives us. He gives us His own faith. I'll show you a verse telling you exactly that in a moment. In Galatians 2, verse 20, I'll just paraphrase it. Paul said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Do you believe that? Do I believe that? Well, this is the way Paul lived. And God gives us the faith of the Son of God, His own Son, His only begotten Son of the Father. So faith is necessary to overcome this evil world. We must have that kind of faith. But how many people really believe that and make it happen? But it will change everything and bring joy and happiness and prosperity and all kinds of blessings and healings and everything you can imagine if you'll just believe God. He is our healer. And He heals us, and He heals us spiritually and physically if we will trust Him and have faith in Him, faith to overcome our carnal nature. That's what we all need to be concerned about. Today I want to talk to you about the power of faith. The power of faith. That is talking spiritually to us, but if we let God give us that spiritual power, then we're going to overcome the entire world. We're going to also overcome Satan the devil. This world is filled with evil. And God says, now I'm telling you, through my faith, you will overcome the world. It won't overcome you. It's filled with evil. And He says, you can overcome that. And all the problems that we face in this world. Does that seem practical to you? Well, it has to be a spiritual perception. We have to see this spiritually. And oh, what a difference it makes in our lives. And look at the problems we have in this world. We just see this world dying in violence and evil and wars and hatred and murders and terrorism. Oh, how evil this world is. And God says, I'll give you a massive power to overcome this world. Now, that ought to get our attention. But we have to do something ourselves. Notice Revelation 3 in verse 21. Verse 21 says, to him that overcomes will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. he's telling us that we must overcome Satan as he did. And if we do, he says, I'll let you sit on my throne, the very throne of David that he's going to rule from. And the first fruits can sit there on that throne with him and rule for all eternity. That's the awesome reward that he's giving us. Awesome reward. If we just stop and think about that and pray about it, I tell you, he's offering us everything, the greatest reward that you could even imagine for all eternity. Now, if that's real in our minds, surely that would make us think deeply about this issue and this faith. Matthew 18 and verse 1, at the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, you're going to have to be listening and teachable before God to be given this faith. You have to humble yourself like a little child and let God teach. He has so much to teach all of us. What a wonderful way of life it is. You just can't even imagine it unless you are living it. But God wants to teach us. Verse 6 says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe or have faith in me, it were better for him that is a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Now he's talking about his people who do walk by this faith and look how God is going to protect them. I mean, he says, if they're going to believe me, and he says he's going to watch over those little ones, and if anybody begins to deal with them in an evil way, well, it's going to be like they're being hanged about their neck by a millstone and thrown in the sea. That's a lot that God is going to do to save and protect his own people. Where could you find something like that on this earth? That when everything is so violent and evil, you don't know what might happen, but God says he's going to watch over his people. Now, what is that worth? What is that worth? Now, let's take a look at Jeremiah 17 and verse 5. Verse 5, it says, thus says the Eternal, cursed be the man that trusts in man. Cursed be the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from the Eternal. You cannot trust men, or you depart from the Eternal. You can't do that. You're cursed if you do that. If you look to a man, any man, but you look to this Bible, the very Word of God Himself, and it's all Jesus Christ in that Bible. That's what the Bible is all about. It's Jesus Christ's way of life and what He has done and what He's teaching us right there in the Bible. He is the life of the Bible. So we have to believe God's truth. And then on down in verse 9 it says, the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? So that's human nature. That too we have to overcome. We must overcome human nature, which is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Can we overcome that? Of course we can. God says you must overcome it, and it will bring in joy and excitement and prosperity and health and healings and every imagination that you might have that you'd like to know about healing and overcoming human nature. God helps us in miraculous ways. Verse 10 says, I, the Eternal, searches the heart. I try the reins. In other words, He tries our faith at times, even to give every man according to his ways. And if you're having a lot of good ways, He's going to reward you according to it. A promise from God. He can't lie. And according to the fruit of His doings. You have to have fruit. Matthew 7 and verse 20 says, by their fruits you shall know them. Your fruits, God is going to expect you to overcome human nature. And He wants to see those fruits. And what a wonderful way to live. You just can't even imagine it unless God gives you His Holy Spirit and understanding. You have to have God's power. And oh, how we need that today. I'll take you now to Galatians 2 and verse 20. Here is one of the most powerful verses in the entire Bible. Verse 20 says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. Do you believe that? Well, God says if you don't believe that, you don't know God. And He goes on to say, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. He lives by the faith of the Son of God. He has the same faith, or he had it when he was alive, the very faith of the Son of God in him. And that's exactly what God will give you and me individually. That is a promise that faith will live within you and you'll overcome the world. You'll overcome Satan. You'll overcome human nature. You'll overcome the entire world and all of its evil and wrongdoing. This is not a faith that you're born with, I'll tell you. This is a power that God gives you, and it's just mind-shattering if you think about it spiritually. It really is a wonderful, wonderful promise God gives you when He says this faith is a gift from God. That's what Matthew 11 tells you and Matthew 18. And so you need to study your Bible as much as you can, and oh, how wonderful those verses are. But He said, I live by the faith of the Son of God. God gives us that kind of faith in this earth today. And our booklet on what is faith will really teach that to you in a powerful way. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9 says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. He said it's a gift of God, that kind of faith. He has to give it to you. In your works, if you did that, well, God would say that you're having faith in your works. But this is a gift from God. Faith without works is dead. James 2 verses 14 through 20 tells you all about that. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? See you how faith wrought with works, and by works was faith made perfect? You say then that by works a man is justified and not by faith only. Well, yeah, he goes on to say that we are saved by faith, but faith with works. Faith without works is dead. But God wants to give you faith that will bring works into your life. The very works of God. The very work of God is a work of faith. It has to be. Only God can do it. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash away our sins. And we really need to understand that. We have to be a doer of the work, it says in James 1. Notice Matthew 19 and verse 25 and 26. There is Christ's own answer with men it is impossible, that is to keep God's law, Matthew 19 and verse 17. With men it is impossible, utterly impossible to really keep His commandments, but here's the blessed truth. With God it is possible even to keep His commandments. Do you begin to see it takes faith? Faith in the power of God. Faith in the power of God. And what that will do for your life and how it will change you and give you wonderful truth and a vision that you've never even imagined if you don't have it already. And just as your own diligent effort coupled with faith makes faith perfect, so faith coupled with your effort makes perfect obedience. The two go hand in hand, and you cannot have the one without the other. We must have faith and works if we're going to have the power of God. He's talking about His power in our lives and miracles in our lives. Why do men not jump at that quickly and do everything they possibly can? How could they not be concerned about that? You can go on and read an example of Daniel 3, verses 4 through 6. It talks about three young Jewish friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were taken captive, and when they were captive, they were told to bow down before Nebuchadnezzar, and they said they wouldn't do it. They only bow down to God. And he said, well, if you don't bow down to me, we throw you in a furnace of fire, and that's going to be the end of you. And they said, well, you go right ahead and you do that, but that's not going to change our mind at all. We're not going to do what you say. We're going to trust God, even if it does burn our lives, all three of us. We're going to trust God. Now, is that faith? I mean, what do you think about that faith? Sometimes God tries us. He tried those three young men, and they trusted Him. They were thrown in the fire, and then Nebuchadnezzar noticed, well, it wasn't just three of them, and there was four. And that fourth one was Jesus Christ Himself. He's always there to help His people and work miracles for His people. That's one of the greatest miracles you'll ever read about in the Bible. And it's true, and it happened. And you can prove it. You can prove it from just letting the Bible show you exactly what God says about Daniel and how it's just really, it's for us in this end time. Until next week, this is Gerald Fleury. Goodbye, friends.
While on earth, Jesus Christ exposed the appalling lack of faith in materialistic mankind. He asked if anyone on the planet would possess real faith when He returns. Discover the power of faith and how it will help you every day. In these troubling times, we all need peace of mind and full confidence in a better future. We desperately need the faith of Jesus Christ. Request our free booklet, What is Faith? To discover the astonishing depth of faith required to receive eternal life. Prove the existence of a kind of faith that goes far beyond merely declaring your belief in Christ as your personal Savior. Understand how real faith, the faith of Christ, not in Christ, is backed by good works. The faith of Christ is a mindset, a lifestyle, a collection of unshakable core beliefs that inspires action, not just a shallow statement of acceptance of your Savior. Study What is Faith to uncover how the very faith of Jesus Christ can be in you. Not just believe in Him as your Savior, but the actual power He used to heal the sick and perform miracles. The only thing separating you from possessing the powerful faith of Christ Himself is this materialistic world. So often, we humans are too close to the glitz and glamour of the world, a world cut off from God. Distractions are everywhere. You need God's help to set aside those distractions, deeply connect with Him, and receive the faith of Christ so you can do God's will. What a victory of faith! The faith of Christ overcomes the world. also request a free Bible lesson about the power of faith. This lesson is part of the Herbert W. Armstrong College Bible Correspondence Course, which you may enroll in free of charge. Unlock the only way to obtain the ultra-rare, life-changing, life-saving faith of Jesus Christ. No longer must you be held captive by worries, fears, and stress. Real faith founded on God's Word will set you free. Prove the definition of faith. Study the examples of Bible heroes who exercised the faith of Christ to astounding effect. Discover the tangible, practical, everyday benefits of real faith in the lives of lowly human beings. Learn how God strengthens our faith so we may one day receive the greatest reward imaginable. You will also receive a free copy of Gerald Fleury's booklet, The Epistle of James. The Apostle James wrote a crystal clear explanation of how the faith of Christ is manifested in our lives. You need to understand this crucial truth. The world around you is upside down. Good is scorned as evil, and evil is praised as good. Meanwhile, the proliferation of nuclear weapons in the hands of madmen threatens to exterminate all life on the planet. In this insane, dangerous world, where can you turn for answers to life's most important questions? Is there a definitive way to know right from wrong, truth from error, and to be protected from worldwide calamity? Request a free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet for God's perspective on chaotic societal trends and world events. With the Trumpet, you can peer through the lens of Bible prophecy and know beyond any doubt what will soon occur on earth in this end time. Your Bible explains why humanity is becoming more lawless and miserable as time goes on. This book, which claims to be the authoritative voice of God Himself, has foretold thousands of years in advance what would happen to the modern nations of America, Britain, Israel, Germany, Iran, Russia, China, and many others. Keeping up with the news is often confusing, frustrating, scary, and depressing. But with the Philadelphia Trumpet News Magazine, you'll be comforted by the sure word of Bible prophecy. You will grasp the vision that stirred and motivated God's prophets in ancient times. And you will see the glorious hope behind the doom and gloom in the headlines. Order your free subscription to the Philadelphia Trumpet and receive 10 issues per year, absolutely free. This priceless publication comes without any follow-up or obligation. With the Trumpet, you'll unlock the spiritual truth at the core of the many pressing issues in your community, nation, and world. You will prove what is in store for mankind in both the near and distant future. You will understand tomorrow's news today. All our literature is available free of charge at no cost or obligation to you. Request What is Faith? A Bible Lesson About Faith, and The Epistle of James. Order now. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. For the free literature, call toll-free 1-800-339-7629. The preceding program was a paid presentation of The Key of David, brought to you by the Philadelphia Church of God.